Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome, everyone, to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I am Rainey Hale. So, again, you know this is Horse Thursday. Can't be anything else. Today is Thursday, October 14th, and October is just flying by. I can't believe it. Usually I feel like I'm ready for fall after summer just because I feel like things calm down, but so far things have just not quite calmed down for me, and I'm ready for that. I'm ready for a kind of slow, calm week, and I know, Cindy, you're there with me too, I'm sure, for totally different reasons, but still ready for a calm weekend. Before I say hi to Cindy, I want to just remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. We almost always are going to have a website or a YouTube video or a place to find something that you hadn't known was there before, which Cindy's going to share something that I didn't know was there before today. So be ready to write that down so you know where to find all this great information that Beamer keeps putting out for us, but we have to be able to find it. So, and you want to and you can take our tips, because we'll talk about that a little bit too, on how to find all this stuff. And please press 1 on your phone if you have any questions, comments. Sorry, I'm having trouble talking today. Questions or comments or testimonials. We'd really love to hear from you. It's a big part of what our show is all about, is hearing from all of you. And just as a reminder, we do need to keep those questions and comments to a horse unit on a horse, and with really more behavioral and training type aspects. So with all that being said, I'm going to say good morning to Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Good morning, Rainey, and good morning to everybody else. It's an absolutely gorgeous day in Northern California here, and the leaves are just starting, you know, thinking about starting to turn, so we're always late, but it's just a beautiful day, and I hope it's beautiful where you are too.
Yeah, we're definitely in fall, and our leaves have been changing here for a couple weeks, and it's definitely fall feeling around here. All right, Cindy, I guess I'm going to turn it. We don't have anyone right off the bat that wants to chat with us. I'm hoping Jane pops on because we didn't get to her last week, and I think she had something to share with us. But first, I'm going to turn it over to you because I'm going to have you share what you found and what we've both missed for a while. It seems like.
Yeah. So. You know, we always kind of recommend that spend some time in your back office distributor library, because you never know when things pop up there. And one of the things they've started doing this year, which I find really helpful personally, is that, you know, when there's a new item posted, it does say new and it'll tell you the date that it was posted. So it's pretty easy to go through and go, oh, you know, really identify what's different. And so what I found, and the other thing that Rainey and I were talking about this is we're going to recommend that there be some consolidation there. But in the distributor library, when you look, there's a section for equine product information, and it's got, you know, it's got things like the FAQs and videos and things like that, the brochures. But then there's also under sales and marketing is split between human and horse. And so there is some duplication between those different areas. And personally, I usually go to the sales and marketing one because I think there's more in it. But what I kind of discovered, and it's my little jewel to share with you if you haven't heard of it or seen it, was on in the equine product information. And this was an open letter that Dr. Burka did, one page, and it's dated from June. And it just talks, it's something I envision, oh, this would be good to give to, like, my veterinarian or to someone who was like Ms. Rainey as a vet tech or a practitioner or, some, you know, maybe an acupuncturist, equine body worker, something like this, who is science-minded. But so basically what it is Dr. Burka describes what Beamer is. He describes the, you know, the frequencies and the low intensity fields. And I'm going to read a couple of paragraphs since we don't have people calling in yet. So the third paragraph, it says, while Beamer is classified as a PEMF, pulsed electromagnetic field frequency, its efficacy is not only related to the transfer of an electromagnetic field. However, additionally, Beamer is programmed or tuned to specific delivery of frequencies that are patented over a timeline that yields the desired therapeutic results. Beamer technology has been safely used by both humans and horses for over 20 years without serious adverse effects reported from thousands of users. There's doctors and or veterinarians. In addition, Beamer has repeatedly proven its effectiveness in both equine and human research trials. Now, here's where it gets a little more specific. Beamer can only be compared to MagnaWave, which is also a PEMF therapy, by the use of PEMF to stimulate therapeutic results. But the frequencies and power intensity of the MagnaWave is much higher than the fields emitted by the Beamer horse set. As for Beamer, in comparison to extracorporeal shockwave therapy, or ESWT, Beamer deploys a PEMF. ESWT uses high-powered ultrasound. They are completely different in delivery and mechanism of action. And then he gives the disclaimer. So I've never seen us do that specific product before, but I thought this is pretty cool. And that letter's there for you to be able to use and share. And that was my discovery of the week.
So that's a great one. And like we were talking, they with the way they have them set up, which I don't really know if there's a better way. So I understand the reason why they set it up. But like Cindy said, I do find myself flipping back and forth. So there is easily things you can miss. But I love that. And I haven't had a chance to read it yet because you just told me about it this morning. And I'm going to have to go in and really look at it. And I love it for both the, you know, medical-based people. But I also like it for the people that are asking me, you know, how does it compare to this device? And my always my lack is I don't know a lot about some of these other devices. I know what Beamer does. And so I can usually talk to people about, you know, the fact that I know Beamer, nothing else does what Beamer does. And I can talk about that. But I like that he actually, and I also like that it's not that he said anything negative about any of these other devices, because I'm glad we haven't gone down that road where we're talking bad about other, you know, devices, which I know some others do. So I like that we didn't do that. And the reality is, you know, some of those other devices do really great things. They just do different things than what Beamer does. And so that's what's just important to know what Beamer does and celebrate it for what that is. So I love that for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, this is another good two sentences. Beamer is a safe and effective adjunctive therapy. That's what we always hear him say, right? That is not intended to treat any disease, nor is it documented that Beamer use is considered doping or equal performance enhancing for either horses or humans. It supports functional blood flow within microcirculation and stimulates cells in order to facilitate their performance. So I think this is just a great statement. You know, we have a few letters like this, you know, from him on, you know, different things for the human unit, but I've never seen him do one for the horses. And, you know, your comment about, you know, when people ask you about the, how does it compare to this? And I just want to talk about that a little bit because, you know, if you keep firm in your mindset, as Rainey said, you know, well, I know there's nothing else like Beamer. So, you know, don't be challenged by somebody. Don't, I guess, try to avoid feeling intimidated by somebody who goes, well, mine does this, or I've heard this. You know, there's a lot of unique things about Beamer other than just the patented signal. And, you know, and when you look at other devices, and that's what I recommend that you do. If somebody asks you about, you know, any one of the other products, not just MagnaWave, go and look at their website and see if you can find out what the specs are, what the frequencies and intensities are. It's very hard to find that. Even if you talk to a rep, which is falling down the rabbit hole, you know, oftentimes they can't even tell you that. And in my own experience, I've always found that the range of frequencies and intensities is typically much higher than what Beamer does. You'll see that the products have to be used 20, 30, 40, sometimes up to an hour, long time. And gee, with Beamer, we know what can happen in 5 minutes. You'll see that the products are heavy and cumbersome. Some of them, you know, I mean, there's, you know, packs for the battery here, and some of them do other things with that also do massage, and you got to switch controls. And think how easy Beamer is to go push 1, 2, or 3. I mean, anyone can do that. again, the fact that it's so much more portable than other units. But I really recommend that if you know that somebody likes a specific product and you're going to go talk to them, obviously having some sessions on the horse and having them pay attention after the horse has had the sessions, whether they ride or just watch them move or how they behave, is your strongest approach, I guess. Go and look at the competitor's website and see if you can find any research that says our product, you know, there's lots of claims about what their product does, but you know, I've done this on about 7 or 8 different products that I've come across, and you'll see that, you know, what they cite, and this is typical in the human world too, is they cite generic PEMF studies. And, yeah, you know, PEMF has been around for a long time, since the 60s and 70s, particularly for things like bone fracture. But we know that not all PEMFs are the same, because some are low frequencies, some are high, some are low intensities, et cetera. So just saying that your PEMF and PEMF is good, therefore your product is good, has a lot of holes in it. That is not a solid argument. And what we have by comparison is, say, you know, yes, we don't have as many published studies as we'd like yet, but we do have a lot of experience and we have a lot of human studies, and there's a number of similarities, of course, with what Beamer does with circulation in humans and horses, that, you know, and our studies are related to this is what Beamer does. You won't find products that say this is what, you know, the Respond does, or this is what, you know, they're not specific in their own studies because they haven't devoted the money and into the research to figure it out. That doesn't mean those products aren't good. It just means that they're not the same as Beamer, and you can you'll learn something. And you'll sometimes see in other products that they deliberately, you know, name Beamer and try and discount it, if you will, by things that aren't true. And so that's good ammunition for you to have. Just I am firmly a believer in being prepared. And the more that I know, the less I feel blindsided, and I feel like I can say, I don't need to badmouth anybody else's product, but I do want to differentiate Beamer from saying we don't use the similar marketing techniques, and we're very grounded in what our product does and doesn't do. And you'll look and see with other products that they have contraindications for pregnant mares, for example, or for young horses, or, you know, in other circumstances. So, you know, just help yourself become educated, and we definitely try and do this in the presentations that we share, in how Beamer is unique and stands apart. And, you know, you don't have to apologize when you compare it to something else, when you're only talking about 5 minutes or 10 minutes versus, well, I can do this in an hour. That's great. You know, how many horses do you have? Maybe an hour is not a big deal. If you've got 5 or 6 horses, an hour to become a big deal. So anyway, I kind of got off on a tangent there, but I just really encourage, I find that people are reluctant to kind of go the extra mile to say, oh, my customer is, you know, or my prospect wants to know how it compares to this or that. Start from the premise that you know that nothing compares, and then go back and just look at some of the specifics, and that will give you the information that you need. So don't be afraid to do that. There's a lot of information out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Cindy. And I mean, you can get kind of down a rabbit hole with that, but it is important to know, you know, the value of what Beamer can do. And those are some of the, when I've done some of that research, when I've had people ask me about something specific. The biggest things that obviously come out are some of the ones you said, like the ease of use and the portability and the fact that, like, really anyone can do it. And that's what my trainers, excuse me, really love about it, is that they can, you know, a lot of times they're having a lot of helpers, like 3-4 helpers helping them, like, tack up and get ready the next horse so they can really get off of one and back onto the next one. And so the fact that they can just show somebody in just a couple minutes how to work the Beamer, and they can put that part of their, you know, warm up and or cool down, and just have anybody do it is one of the huge things they all really, really love about it. And then, you know, some of the things of the other units that, again, I'm not saying that they don't do great things. I know they don't do what Beamer does, but they may have, you know, be doing something great in their own way. But some of the ones that I looked at were kind of maybe dangerous. You know, they were risky and you had to be careful how you did it. You had to have special certifications to use them. Some of them were only controlled as far as, you know, how intense they were by distance away from things. And so that gets kind of scary to me. Just take comfort in the fact that that Beamer has done so much research and so much preparation to be non, you know, no contraindications and no, you know, no risk. And you can feel comfortable being near it when you're using it for a horse. And the fact that really anyone can use it. I mean, I have my little nieces and nephews able to, like, you know, throw this on their horse and turn it on, and it, you know, within just a minute or two of instruction on how to do it. And so those are really, really important differences. So I love that.
Yeah, you know, and allow too is if you start to look at these other products with only one. I think the Centurion that's been around forever is less, but every single one of them costs more than Beamer does.
Yeah.
So in my experience, so, you know, people are spending, you know, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 and up on this equipment. And so sometimes, you know, people think, oh, well, you know, something that costs $20,000 has to be better. And that is also another faulty premise. So that's something, you know, where Beamer really, I mean, there is a significantly great value in what Beamer offers and versus these other things. So, again, it's a question of, you know, build your own confidence level and do a little bit of homework, and I think you'll feel better about it.
Absolutely. All right, Cindy, it looks like somebody wants to chat with us this morning. So let's see what we've got. We've got area code 563. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Miriam Martin from Northeast Iowa.
Hi, Miriam.
Hi, Miriam.
Hi. My question is, I have a customer who has around 60 horses, and he does racing. And according to tracking, their horse set will be delivered today, and my question is, if the horses have never had a Beamer used on them and the owner has never handled or physically seen a Beamer, only on videos, Is there any advice you have to start with or any mistake anyone made that can be avoided?
Well, are you going to physically be able to go there and set up with them, or it will be over the phone?
No, I want to be there when they start. He said he'd call me when they're going to use it. Like, let me know what time.
Well, a bunch of experience. If these are, you know, race horses, so are we talking thoroughbreds, quarter horses? You know,
thoroughbreds.
Okay, and so it would depend. You know, you would want to ask with the owner to say which horses do they want to use it on first. And I would suggest to not start with the younger ones that may have never even had a blanket touch them before. And some horses are, you know, just like people, can be very laid back. But if you're in a position where the owner's not familiar and you're, you know, less familiar with, you know, the horse set and how it works, one of the things that I would always do I like to show the horse the blanket first. And you want to have them, you know, I like to not use a horse in cross ties the first time. That's just me personally. But have somebody hold the horse so they can move around and don't feel constrained. But I would, you know, let the horse smell the blanket. I would have it folded over my arm, and I would turn the unit on. And so, because they'll notice, and so that they can see that it's nothing that's going to hurt them. And then I would definitely have the owner or the regular groom handler, someone that the horse is familiar with, put the blanket on the horse. And, you know, just, you know, you're always going to start with program one for just that 5 minutes. But I like to introduce it to the horse so that respect the horse, that they can tell that something's emanating from it. They can sense it and tell right away, but to introduce it to them gradually, not just have somebody walk up there and throw the blanket on them. Particularly, as you said, if they've never had anything that resembled a PEMF on their back before, that's just, so I would say, it's kind of the gentle go low, go slow, and introduce it gradually. Mm-hmm. Rainey, what do you think?
Yeah, and I think, yeah, I mean, absolutely. But and Miriam, I think the questions to ask for sure is, any of the horses they're going to start using this on, A, have they ever had a blanket or anything like that on them? And B, have they ever had any kind of, you know, therapy like this done to them? So even if they've never used Beamer, sometimes they have done other kinds of therapies. Lasers or, you know, something. So those were questions I would ask just to see how familiar that horse is going to be to some kind of therapy like this. So those would be the very, you know, kind of first questions I would ask. And how comfortable are you around horses?
I used to drive a horse and buggy.
Okay, so you're comfortable around horses in general?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, perfect. That's good. That's a good place to start. So you're going to know how to walk up to a horse. You're going to know how to handle a horse and handle yourself around a horse. So that's definitely a good start. So you can. that's good. So I think the biggest pitfalls would be just going too hard or too high and too fast. I would definitely, those first times you're Beamer and anything, just start with the blanket. I wouldn't necessarily add the boots. The cuffs and, you know, the first time, unless maybe it's handled it really well and it seems to really love it and there's a specific problem that maybe they want to see how it responds to, then if it's handled the blanket really well, I might do a cuff. I don't usually, but
at least you could show them how to use cuffs in different places, you know, like along the neck and that, because we don't have any, you know, to really be able to offer that. I would definitely make sure that I printed out and had, or at least they had online, that they had the FAQs and understand what the recommended basic protocol is, you know, that you try P1 for a week and then you can try P2, et cetera. But the concept of you know, less is more and go low, go slow is something that many people are not familiar with, and you can't assume that they'll just, you know, pick it up on their own if you don't point it out.
I was just going to say, I think that it's a hard thing sometimes. People are like, they want to just do as much as they possibly can, and more has got to be better. And that's a hard concept to undo sometimes. But I think if you stress the effect, I mean, if he's got resources, he's got plenty that he's working with. So if you can stress the fact that you can do this all very quick and still get the effects, you know, still get the, you know, benefits from it, that's going to be a huge bonus. And then I lost a train of thought where I was going to go. I was going to add something else to that. I can't remember.
The horse has access to water, you know, afterwards particularly. And for, you know, there's a lot of things I think that we discuss about, you know, recommendation would be to not put it on the horse and walk away. You want to observe how they react, not to leave it on a new horse or a horse that's new to this kind of therapy, not to leave the horse loose in the stall, because if they decide it feels really good and they want to roll, they could possibly crush the battery. So, you know, there's kind of just some general things. I mean, if the reality is, if you're going to be there when the horse set arrives, you know, we do have that video available that Daisy Bicking did about how to take it out of the box, but you're going to have, it's going to need to be charged for quite a while before it can be used.
That's what I was going to ask, if it needs to be charged when it comes. Do you know how long?
Yeah. The first time for
hours.
Me when I have a new... Yeah. It's multiple hours, so I just like to tell people do it overnight. So it would be more productive for you, I think, to say if the horse set arrives today, you go out there tomorrow.
Okay.
Because, you know, because again, we can charge two things at once, but you have three things to charge, the blanket being the most important. But, I mean, you know, it's going to take multiple hours to do it the first time.
Okay. Another thing I was going to say, like, he does have a horse that I know that that has the leg issue that was one of the things he was wanting to hope that the Beamer's going to remedy.
Good. Well, so that way, you know, you could show, it depends, you know, how old is that horse, how much in pain is the horse, you know, what's going on as to what Rainey said. If the horse would... You know, if you do the blanket on there for the program 1 5 minutes and the horse seems okay with it, then, you know, you can explain that ultimately he could use the cuff and the blanket at the same time. But the first time it's out, your first few times, you want to have the horse get used to it slowly. So if the blanket's okay, 5 minutes is not, you know, very long to wait. Then you could try and just use one cuff on one leg the first time. If again, the horse has never had anything that has a pulsing sensation to it, any kind of therapy on that, you know, whether it's a ligament or I don't know what the circumstances would be, I particularly like to, I hold the cuff or I'd have the trainer do it, somebody that the horse knows and trusts, and just, you know, start up in the shoulder area and just move it down real slowly so they feel it. And not just... flap the boots on there and have the horse go, ew, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, it's not that not all horses react, but if you're trying, if you don't know the horse and the horse doesn't know this kind of therapy, then it's always better to be safe than sorry, I think.
Well, thank you. That's a lot of information. Thanks.
Yeah, and then another general one is, and this is obviously, you know, they're having their own Beamer, so this isn't going to be what they're going to do every day, because if you have horses in training, you're rotating throughout the day, and there's always going to be, you know, things going on. But usually when I'm showing somebody for the first time, I like to have them see that visual, you know, of the horse relaxing, and so picking an area that's with the least amount of distractions, you know, where horses aren't getting fed around them or horses aren't constantly being walked back and forth in front of them. So if you can pick a more quiet, more secluded area where there isn't a lot of distractions, you're going to get that more visual response. for those owners to kind of be able to see that. Again, in their daily use when they're doing this, that's probably not going to be as much of a thing because they're going to be have horses rotating in training, and it's going to be throughout the day and different times, and you know, they might not be able to do that every day, but I like to them, especially in the beginning, to be able to see that. I think that's a big, big important part of it, that they can actually watch the horse physically respond to it. Because especially if anyone's ever used any kind of other devices, you know, some of those other devices, the muscles will jump and they, it's a more physical external response to a device, where Beamer is obviously an internal. So you don't always get that physical response, but you get it in a different way. You get the head relaxing, you get the hip cock, you get the eyes getting soft and the ears getting soft, the licking of the lips, you get those kind of responses. And so I like to the owners to be able to see that in the beginning so that they can kind of observe that behavior.
Yeah. And yeah, being able to do more than one horse increases the odds that you will see that, because not every horse exhibits those things the first time. You know, you don't know until you try. So if I were you, I would plan to be there for a while and see if you could, you know, if you could show them on maybe two or three different horses, you'll probably get a better range of responses.
Okay.
And if they haven't seen it, I would download the video of the equine intervital microscopy. It's just 2 minutes long. I'd have that on my phone, and I'd make sure that you could show it to them and, you know, point out.
What was the name of that video again?
Well, it's intervital microscopy is how we see from the research what Beamer does on both people and horses. And so it's called equine blood flow. It is in the life.beamer group or the www.beamerequine page. Those are the same pages.
Right.
That video incorporated on the site.
Yeah.
You know, so it shows the horse before and then after a 5-minute program. And you can see the difference in the blood moving.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's kind of, you know, dramatic. So if they haven't seen that yet, I would point that out to them. And then also if he's interested in a horse that's, you know, that he's trying to, you know, help accelerate recovery of a condition, the video, the 11-minute video that we have that's called Faster Healing Thanks to Better Microcirculation, if you haven't showed him that one, I would, you know, definitely send that one to them. That's 11 minutes long. And it also, you know, it includes Dr. Brandenberger from Europe, who uses it in his surgery. But, you know, that's a good video.
I think I sent that to him after he had ordered it.
Perfect.
Yeah, I sent him that.
Yeah.
Video.
Great. You know, another thing I like to add to that intravascular microscopy video is, you know, I talk about, you know, you can see the differences, you know, and that's just, you know, those are almost microscopic blood vessels that you're seeing that difference in. So I follow it up with the picture of the horse hoof and all the vascular, if you know, you've seen, I think they do it in most of the videos, but it's like those body exhibits where you can see the whole human body with blood vessels. But the picture of the horse's hoof with blood vessels, if you've ever seen that, even for me, and I've grown
it's
up
in
with in the medical side of horses. Yeah, it's in all the presentations, yeah. And I just have a picture of that on my phone. And even me growing up from the medical side of horses my entire life, I'd never actually seen that. And horses' feet, hooves, are a big part of no matter what discipline of horses you're in, that's a huge part, right, of the health of the hoof, health of the foot. And so if you can show this is the effect on microvessels, and you can show that video, and then you can show, and this is what your horse's hoof looks like, and this is happening in through the entire hoof, that's powerful. So I like to show that right after, that picture.
Yeah, we want you to call back and tell us how it goes next week.
Okay.
Yes, please.
I'll see. Yeah, that works for me. I will.
Perfect.
And,
all right.
And
well, good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, have you taken a human Beamer so that the trainers and the owners can try the human one? so they can kind of feel what.
I offered it that they were more interested in the horse set.
And that's perfect. But if you take it with you anyway, so that you can say, this will give you an idea of the, you know, what the sensations are that the horse might be feeling, sometimes that helps them understand. Anyway, just some lots of suggestions.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Well, Miriam, good luck, and have some fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck. It'll be great.
All right. We're almost out of time here, but we did have somebody that just popped on, so I wanted to see if they had something quick to add. We've got area code 801. Area code 801, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Cindy Parkinson from Utah. I've been wanting to call in because I went to Quarter Horse and I wanted to tell really good things about that, about the Congress, but I came home, I've got a daughter in the ICU, and actually I'm just running out the door to go meet with somebody who bought a horse set, who has a ranch, and today I'm meeting with her veterinarian and her nonprofit organizer, et cetera, et cetera. And she got it 2 days ago. She's charged it, and I'm bringing the human set, and I appreciate everything you shared. But I just wanted to ask about the one, what's the one, if one of you could just text me or the one picture that you're talking about, because I'm just not sure I have time to pull it up, and I'm just not sure I know what you're referring to.
Oh, the hoof picture, is that what you're asking about?
The hoof, the before and after or something?
No, well, that's the equine. That's your YouTube. That's in, you know, YouTube.
Oh,
and it's
also,
you could look at it on the, you know, the BeamerEquine.com, you know, that website. It's embedded in there.
So
the video is.
So you're just talking about the intravital microscopy.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought
Rainey was talking about the vascular part of the foot.
I show the video and then I show the picture of what actually the vessels look like in the foot, and I can text you that after the show. Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate both of you.
No problem. I think it's just a screenshot that I took from a video.
And call back next week about Congress, okay?
Yeah.
That would be great. We'd love to have you.
Cindy, the letter that I talked about at the beginning of the show, if you were on there, that might be something you could follow up if you're meeting with their veterinarian. So that's kind of a cool letter.
And I was not on the beginning of the show. Yeah.
It's in library, and it's the horse set document letter that Dr. Burka wrote in the equine product section in the library. So you can pull it up. It's a one-pager.
Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely. Good
Perfect.
Luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
I can't wait to hear from you when you have some time.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
All right, and we just had a whole bunch of people pop on here wanting to chat with us. Let's try to get to one more really quick before we get cut off here. I know everyone waits till the last second. All right, we've got area code, 248. You're live on Blog Talk. 248?
Hi, this is Patty. Wow, you're getting so long. Hi, you guys are great. I mean, the information is just immense. Thank you. I have two really fast and easy questions. In the library, specifically the Dr. Burka letter that you referred to in the beginning of the call, I cannot find that. I'm looking for the words Dr. Burka letter. And I know
it won't be under Dr. Burka's letter, but it does say new, and you have to go under, in the library, under the equine product section, not the sales and marketing. And you will find it there. I think it mentions something with the AAEP, the American Association of Equine Practitioners.
As we were talking, I'm looking. Yep, so you go to the Distribute Library, you go to the Equine product information.
Product.
And then it's under the first thing, it says product information, and it's the fourth thing down. It says information regarding Beamer horse set and recent AAEP incidents from Dr. Burka.
Thank you very much. And second,
you are welcome.
I didn't see in the back office. I searched for checklists. I love to use the human checklist as my agenda when doing an initiation after someone purchases their Beamer. So I wanted to look that up for Miriam to see if there was an agenda that she could follow when meeting with her new distributor tomorrow. And I didn't see it. So is there such a thing for equine?
Not that's in the library. I have seen one, and I referenced it, I think, last week, talking about if you're a Facebook follower. I've seen shared on the IBD Horse Set Face private group that someone had shared a rental agreement and the attachment. And what I really loved about her rental agreement is that she created a checklist that went with it. And so that is, you know, that's on Facebook, but it's not an official document in the library.
Okay, well, that's a good start. Wouldn't that be a neat thing to have in our library, though?
Yeah, and that's
cool.
A good suggestion.
You could adapt that pretty quick.
Yeah, I will pass that along. Thank you for, you know, bringing it up, and we'll see what we can do.
Cool, thank you. You guys are great. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right, and let's see if we get cut off or we can get this last person. Area code 713, area code 713, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, Rainey, and gosh, I can't remember who else is on the call. Is it Cindy?
Cindy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cindy. Hey, it's Sandra in Houston. I pop on when I have a purpose, and today was great information, and I'm doing a small local hunter jumper show starting tomorrow. So thanks for the refresh and the information. It was great, in particular the Dr. Burka. If you have any quick tips
yeah.
for me, lay them out.
Well, just, you know, because of a show, even though it's small, I'm just really big on you know, showing people that you sanitize your equipment if you're going to be doing demos.
Yes.
I'm
looking for my sanitizer stuff since I moved. I'm trying to find it. So if I don't find it, I'll get more.
Yeah, you know, one of the things they're using for Congress is they're using an ultrasound, and I thought that was pretty cool. I haven't checked out how much they cost. I don't think they're terribly expensive, and obviously you're talking tomorrow is too soon, but, you know, for future,
yeah.
I like that idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I like that too.
Okay.
All right, Sandra, thanks.
Yeah, good luck.
We're going to get cut off here in a second, but, yeah, yeah, basically, I think, yeah, making sure you've got a good setup to be able to clean and set it up afterwards. Make sure you've got a human unit, too, set up for people.
Yeah.
And make sure you've got something to be able to show some of those videos and pictures and things that we've been talking about.
I got all of that, and I sent you a text.
Perfect.
Okay.
I felt something come
Thank
in, but I
you.
Haven't looked at it yet.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Sandra, and good luck.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for popping on. And I think we talked about quite a bit today. So any kind of helpful tips and things like that for people that are doing shows and doing new demos. So I think that worked out because we have a lot of people I know that are doing things like that. So please, as you can see, please ask those questions because it gives us something that we know you guys want to talk about, and it obviously can help multiple people. So please always remember to press your button and ask those questions because somebody else probably has the same question. All right. Any final words from you today, Cindy?
No, I'm good. Thanks. I'm excited for, you know, people that are going to give us some more feedback next week. And,
yeah.
You know, for the Beamer horse sets that are getting out there because the horses are clamoring for them.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for being here with me today, Cindy. And I always enjoy our Thursday morning meetings. Please, everyone, thank you so much for calling in and your questions and comments. We love to hear from all of you. Please continue to do that. And please listen to all the other days of Blog Talk. They're doing some really great things on all those other days, too. But we'll meet you all back here next Thursday. I hope you all have such a great week, and we'll meet you back here. Bye. Thanks, Cindy.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success.